where's your brother?
How about going to
sure,
a movie?
Sure, the music was great.
I like jogging, hiking, and dancing.
I still have 10 more minutes to play.
Excuse me, is this seat taken?
欢迎收听齐斌老师的超级英语通。
Welcome to English All Pass with Kenneth G. Hello, everyone. Welcome to listening All Pass. My name's Kenneth G. 大家好，我是齐斌老师，欢迎收听听力英语通。今天要看的是 Listening Test 66。首先，让我们赶快来实战演练一下吧。Exercises.Ready? Let's go. Exercise, 实战演练
Number 1. I see some koalas in the zoo, and I really like them.
Number 2. What are those? A. Those are from my auntie. B. Those are on the chair. C. Those are yellow toy cars.
Number 3. Is Lisa in the doghouse?
A. Yes, she's in the greenhouse. B. No, she's in the doghouse. C. No, she's in the living room. Number 4.
John, are there 18 boys in your class?
No, there are 20 boys in my class.
Question.Which is true?
A. There are 18 boys in the boys' class. B. There are 20 boys in the boys' class. C. The boy and the girl are classmates.
Number 5.
Mary, today is your birthday. This cake is for you.
Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.
Question. Which is true?
A.Today is Tom's birthday. B. The cake is from Mary. C. The cake is from Tom.
Language focus. 学习焦点。第一题是一个 picture 图片题。那你听到是 I see some koalas in the zoo and I really like them.好，你一定要听出来的关键是 some koalas 或是 koalas in the zoo， 关键就是这个字了 koalas。 koala 就是无尾熊，所以了很明显看到这个可爱的 picture 就要选的是 A。 好，接着第二题跟第三题是 question and response， 是问答题型。第二题你听到是 what are those， 好了，这整句话都是关键哦。 what are those，那些是什么东西啊？ What are those? 美国人有时候讲很快就 What are those? What are those? 好，就连在一起了。那些是什么？所以回答就要回答 Those are 那些是什么东西呢？所以答案就要选的是 C. Those are my yellow toy cars. 那些是我的黄色的玩具车 Yellow toy cars. Toy 是玩具， car 是车子的意思。好，那么接着第三题 Is Lisa in the doghouse? 他说了 Lisa 是不是在狗屋里面呢？好了，所以可见 Lisa 应该是他们小狗狗的名称哦。 Is Lisa in the doghouse? 好了， is 什么，这当然是一个 yes no 问句，所以回答就 yes or no， 所以答案选的是 C no she's in the living room， 她在客厅。好，接着第四题跟第五题是 conversations， 是对话题型。第四题你听到了 John, are there 18 boys in your class? John, are there? 是不是有 18 boys in your class? 你班上是不是有18个男生啊？ No, there are 20 boys in my class. 我们班上有20个男生。Question, which is true? 哪一个是真的呢？所以呢，班上是有20个男生才对，所以答案选的是 B. There are 20 boys in the boys' class. 好，接着第五题 Mary, today is your birthday. This cake is for you. 说 Mary, 今天是你的生日耶， The cake is for you. 这个蛋糕是给你的。在英文里面，什么东西是给谁的？ Something is for you. This is for you. 这是给你的。For you 就是我们介系词用的给你的意思。好了，他就说 Thank you, Tom. Tom, 太感谢你了。You're welcome. 不客气。好，当别人跟你说 Thank you 的时候，你就要记得回答 You're welcome. Question, which is true? 下面哪一个是真的？所以小心了，答案我们要选的是 C. The cake is from Tom. 看到这介系的不同吧？ It's for Mary. 没错，这个蛋糕是 for Mary, but from Tom 是来自于 Tom 的，因为他说 Thank you, Tom. 你要听清楚咯。 OK, 好，那让我们再一起听一下这些 listening 的 dialogues 的慢速版，而且赶快来跟着念哦。
Number one, I see some koalas in the zoo, and I really like them.
Number two, what are those?
Number three, is Lisa in the doghouse?
Number four,
John, are there 18 boys in your class?
No, there are 20 boys in my class.
Number five.
Mary, today is your birthday. This cake is for you.
Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.
Words and phrases. 词汇片语 One. Koala. 名词澳洲产的无尾熊 Two. Zoo. 名词动物园 Three.Greenhouse, 名词温室 4. Cake, 名词蛋糕糕饼 5. Welcome, 形容词受欢迎的 Conversation, 实用对话
Mary, today is your birthday. This cake is for you.
Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.
好，这个对话模式呢，哎，在日常生活也很常用。他说 ，Mary, today is your birthday. The cake is for you. 今天是你生日，蛋糕是送给你的。Thank you, Tom. 哇 ，Tom, 好感谢你哦。You're welcome. 不客气。好，那这个对话模式我们常常也说，比如说，哎，别人毕业了，或者别人升官了，怎么样？我们也会这样说。比如说，今天你毕业了，那我们就说 ，Mary, today is your graduation day.And this gift is for you. 那这个礼物是要送给你的。那么毕业呢，往往代表人生新的阶段开始。所以呢，爸爸妈妈啦，或是爷爷奶奶、外公外婆，家里面重要的人常常会送你一个小礼物。在美国是这样啦，代表哦，恭喜你，人生有个新的阶段。那你就会说 ，Oh, the gift is for you. Thank you, Tom. 那如果是妈妈 ，Thank you, Mom. You're welcome.不客气。同样呢，今天你第一天开始上班 ，Today is your first day， 今天是你的第一天呢。This is for you， 这个是送给你的。当然也可以不知道看什么东西，可能是礼物啦，或者是别的东西。This is for you， 这是送给你的哦。Thank you， 太谢谢你了。You're welcome， 不客气。当别人跟你说 Thank you 的时候，你就要记得回答 You're welcome， You're welcome。这个呢，字面上还叫做您是受欢迎的，就是呢不客气的意思。好，这整段对话都很实用哦，希望您都把它记熟了。好 ，That's all for this unit。好，最后请记得每日十分钟，让您变成英语通。我是齐斌老师 ，Until then， see you next time。
超级英语通系列课程由齐斌老师制作主持。课程讲义请上网查询，网址是 www.ner.gov.tw。